remember when I was a little child down on an old country farm. Go to church on Sunday, and I hear the preacher say, if you want to see my Jesus, you better stay on the King's Highway. This highway leads to glory, but it's no easy ride. You'll find all kinds of exits to throw you off your stride. Some will lead to fortune, and others lead to fame. Some will lead you so far away, you won't return again. Oh, you just stay between the white lines, obey all the right signs, keep your eyes open all the time. Stay between the white lines, never cross the yellow line, and you'll get to heaven right on time. Satan is on this highway, he walks on every side, trying to flag you down. Don't give him a ride, he will try to stop you at just any cost. You may stop too long, and your soul may be lost. Oh, you just stay between the white lines, obey all the right signs, keep your eyes open all the time. Oh, you just stay between the white lines, never cross the yellow line, and you will get to heaven right on time. Oh, you just stay between the white lines, obey all the right signs, keep your eyes open all the time. Oh, you just stay between the white lines, never cross the yellow line, and you'll get to heaven right on time.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. Amen. Let's sing that song, Victory is Mine. Amen. Let's stand as we sing. Amen.
Victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, I told Satan, give me behind me. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, joy is mine, joy is mine. Oh, joy is, oh, joy, joy today is mine. Oh, I told Satan, get deep behind me. Oh, joy today is mine. Peace is mine, peace is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Oh, peace today is mine. Oh, I told Satan, get deep behind me. Oh, peace today is mine. healing is mine, healing is mine, oh healing is mine, oh healing today is mine. No, I don't say that can be behind me. Oh, healing today is mine. Oh, rest is mine. Rest is mine. Oh, rest today is mine. Oh, I don't say that get deep behind me. Oh, rest today is mine. Oh, victory, victory is mine. Oh, victory, victory is, oh, victory, victory today is mine. Oh, I don't say that get deep behind me. Oh, victory today. Oh, victory, victory. Oh, victory. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, I don't say that get deep behind me. Oh, victory today is mine.
Amen. How many believe their sins are gone tonight? Amen. Let's sing that song, My Sins Are Gone. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm happy. Just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet this girl first, who asks me where are they? I say my sins are gone. Oh, there underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from. Oh, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, it was at the old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad my sins are gone. Where are they? Here underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from. Oh, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, when Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins, oh, they are gone. You got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out, and I'm glad my sins are gone. Oh, where are they? They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from the hole in the sea of God's forgetfulness. That's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day because my sins are gone. Oh, my soul is full with music. With all my heart I say, I know my. Oh, where are they? They're underneath blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from the. Oh, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God. Oh, where are they? They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed. Oh, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
Let's have a clap of hands to the Lord Jesus Christ. for the cross tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's worship him tonight. Amen. Where he leads, that's where we will follow. Amen. Where he leads me, I will follow. Yeah. I will follow where he leads me. I will follow where he leads me. I will follow. Oh, I'll go with him. With him. All the way, oh, I can hear, my Savior calling. Can you hear him tonight? For I can hear my Savior calling. Oh, he's calling tonight. I can. Oh, my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me. Where he lives me, I will follow. Oh, he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Oh, I'll go with him, with him. All the way I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him. I'll go with him through the garden. Oh, I'll go with him through the garden. And I'll go with him, all the way. Oh, where he leads me, I will follow, I'll follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Oh, where he leads me, I will follow. Oh, I'll go with him, all the way. Oh, I'll go with him, I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him through the judgment. Oh, I'll go with him, with him. Oh, the way, where he lives, where he lives, me, I will follow. Oh, I will follow. Where he lives, me, I will follow. Oh, where he lives, me, I follow. Oh,
go with him, oh, yeah, with, oh, I will give me grace and glory, oh, he will give me grace and glory. Go with him, oh, yeah, where he lives me,
where he lives,
I will follow,
where he lives,
I will follow. He lives me, I will follow. I'll go with him, all the way.
Oh, where he lives me, I will follow where he lives me. I will follow. I'll go with him, with him. Yes, Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you tonight, Lord, that we have this grace. Amen. Lord, you have led our footsteps to your presence this evening. And Father, we know when you call your children, there is something good in store. And he said, blessed is the man that you have caused to approach unto you. He said, that man will be satisfied with the goodness of your house. So, Lord, we thank you that this evening you've led our footsteps to God, to your presence, Lord. We thank you for the day, our going outs and our coming ins. We thank you for our children. We thank you for everything that, Lord, you have done. Oh, God, this evening, we know that you are here because your word assures us that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst. Oh, and today is the day of Easter, and we know it's a day of restoration. Amen. A day where, Lord Jesus, we need to claim all our possessions, the things that the enemy has taken away from us. And tonight, Lord, we know we are here. The Holy Spirit is here. Oh, to fight the battle for us, O God. To claim all that we have lost. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we thank you, we bless you. Even as we tend to your word, O God. Lord, let your Holy Spirit overshadow it, O Lord. And let the life out of it, O God, be our portion. We commit as many that were not able to come, Lord, into your hands, Lord. Oh, for good reasons, O God, we know they are not here, but Lord, let your presence, O God, be with them wherever they are. Amen. And Lord, bless them the same also, O God. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. 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 God richly bless you for coming. As we are standing, let's quickly turn to the reading of the word. Bro George, you didn't introduce your friend. You didn't introduce your friend? He's been here before? Okay. God richly bless you. My brother, God bless you. Okay. Amen. Welcome amongst us. God bless you. Let's turn to the reading of the word. Let's turn to first reading, John
4:5-15. And then the second reading will be Acts of Apostles 1:12-14. Let's read the first text, John 4:5-15. Let's hear the word of God. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water. Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Amen. Let's read our second reading. Acts 1:12-14. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up on into the upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zealots, and Judas the brother of James. These all, amen. These all, not some, all, amen, continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren. Amen. These all, not some, all, amen, continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. That's what we are here for tonight. Amen. Dear Lord, we've read your word. Now the Holy Spirit, come, speak to our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Tonight we have our topic to lead us into prayer. Sir, give me this water. Praise the Lord. Sir, give me this water. Meanwhile, we have some prayer requests here. When we start praying, we will remember those requests before the Lord. But let me just read the request. As we are listening to the word, we keep those requests in our hearts. Amen. This is from our sister Rudo, asking for prayers for her friend Margaret. God bless you for carrying your friend, taking the burden upon you to bring her name here for us to remember her in prayer. He said her friend Margaret, who lost a child many years ago and is troubled about it. See, it has been on her up to today. Amen. We shall remember in prayer that the Lord carried that burden out from her heart. Amen. He said, and she also has a daughter that can't have children and was asking for prayer for her that she may have a child. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. Praise God. And then there was a brother Brand called me also that we remember we prayed for one brother, John Bell, who had cancer. And he really was improving, and he's continually improving. And he asked that we should continue to remember him in prayer, John Bell. Amen. We know that the prophet whom we are believing, with this same message, even cancer could not stand before him. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And our brother, Brother David, our deacon also called to tell me that he'll be going for a checkup today. And we are trusting the Lord that he's already healed. Amen. Amen. So we remember all this in our prayers. Praise the Lord. Yes, we all know that. God bless you, brother, for that song. Amen. Stay between the white lines. Amen. Amen. Never cross the yellow line. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us all stay between the white lines. Amen. We all know that we have entered into an Easter week. Praise the Lord. And last week, our pastor preached on the restoration. Praise the Lord. He preached on a message, and I took two things. I took many things, but I wanted to rest on two things that he said. The restoration. And then he said something about claiming. We need to claim. Praise the Lord. That even the flowers, they have what? They have the right to claim life. Afterwards, the winter cold has killed all the flowers and everything, but there was what? Some life preserved somewhere. Praise the Lord. And when the sun came back, the return of the sun, they all begin to what? Claim life. Praise the Lord. Now we are still on Easter. And let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, Easter, I have stamped it in my heart as the greatest meeting or the greatest event of the year. Easter is the great day of the year for we Christians who claim to be the children of God. Amen. He said, if there ever be a day which should be a day for the Christian, then there is no other day than Easter. There is no other day than Easter. And one thing is that every true Christian, every day is what? Easter. Amen. It's not just another year we see Easter, another year we see Easter. No, sir. The very day that Christ rose up from the dead, amen, we also rise up with him. We rose up with him, and that remains. And so Easter, every blessed day is what? Easter to a Christian. Praise the Lord. We have what? We have risen from what? From the dead, and we are alive. We are not dead. We are alive. Christ not dead. He is alive. Christ not dead. He is alive. I feel it what? In my head. I feel it in my heart. I feel it all over me. Oh, praise the Lord. Easter is every day. Because when John met him on the island of Patmos, he said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Amen. Alive forevermore. And I have the keys of what? Hell and death. So, Christian, we don't die. Because death has been what? Defeated. Praise the Lord. The grave has been swallowed up. And so Easter, every day is what? Easter to a Christian. And so as we have, we are still on Easter week. It's a time of what? Restoration, as we had last week. A time of restoration. A time of laying claims. We need to claim whatever the enemy has taken away from us. Any possession that the enemy has taken, we have the right to claim them back. Praise God. Because the Lord himself said, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the canker worms and the caterpillar and the palmer worms. I will restore those years unto you. By what? By the great army, my own great army. I will restore them to you. And so if it will be restored, it is left for us to do what? To claim. So tonight we are here to claim whatever possession that the enemy has taken. And he said, you will receive in plenty. You will eat in plenty. Amen. Amen. And he said, my people shall never be ashamed. We will never be ashamed. Praise the Lord. Now, my brethren, let's look at something. Tonight is a night of what? Claiming. And now let's see something. Because we are going to examine ourselves very well. Praise God. The zeal, and then the urgency, and then the desperation, that when it comes to things spiritual, how has been our response? Tonight, let us change our innate attitude that has been, if it is to be, it has been so cold today, tonight, let's put fire into it. Amen. Let's put zeal into it. Because we know, if, for instance, the government of Ireland now, they give, maybe we hear today, that anyone that has stayed in this land for 1 year, for more than 1 year, take you and your children, go to the post office, and take a form and fill, because each and everyone will be given 500 euro. Oh, my brother, I will be there first. Amen. I will be there to claim it. Amen. Praise God. He said, be there 7 o'clock. Maybe I'll go and sleep there. Amen. Amen. I don't want to miss it. I'll go with all my children. 7 o'clock. Before 7 o'clock, we are there. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, the natural zeal that we have. Yes, all of us would have gone. I will be there myself. Amen. See, the natural zeal, look at it. Then when it comes to the spiritual zeal, Oh, to be at church by 8 o'clock. Amen. Tonight, we are going to claim back all that has been what? Has been lost in our lives. So that we come back to what? We come back to that position where the Lord himself has put us. Amen. So, talking about Easter, the prophet made a very good type, a nature type. He made a very good type. And that was what? The earth and the sun. Praise God. As botany life and the sun, S-U-N. He made a very good type. And we know that he said, anytime the earth goes away from the sun, then the winter strikes it over there. Praise God. Going away from the sun. And so I got this thing here. You see it? This is the earth. And then here is the sun. Praise the Lord. Amen. But the sun shines all over. Huh? So now the earth, as it faces the sun here, there is life. Everything becomes what? The botany life is what? You see the botany life. But as it begins to turn, yes, it's on what? It's in America now. As America turns, or the earth turns and goes this way, here, it what? The winter, no more what? Sunshine. So he, winter strikes him. So that's the type the prophet made about what? Talking about Easter. Praise God. He said, when this earth turns away from the sun and goes there, winter strikes it over there. Praise the Lord. But as long as it positions itself and faces the sun, there is what? There is life. There is botany life. So when the earth goes over there, winter strikes it. Everything dies. But when, you see, for the sun, S-U-N, it is what? It's stationed. It's not moving. It is always there. Now we are typing S-O-N, S-U-N to S-O-N. That the Son of God is always there. It is we that go away from him. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is we that go away from him. And when we go away from him, then the winter cold strikes us. Praise God. So let me read something here. He said, the earth went away from the sun and went back out there. Just as a sinner goes, a sinner does, gets away from the S-O-N. See? That is the type of a man going away from Christ. He said, and when out there, death strikes it. The winter, it kills every living thing it can kill out there. And when the earth gets back, you see, when you begin to get back to your Lord again, when the earth begins to get back around, he said the seed is lying there in the ground. They are frozen, and the pulps run out of them. Everything gone. Here, now listen to this closely. He said, but there is a little life preserved. Amen. There is a little life preserved. Where is that life? In the roots. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the roots, the life is still there. But what? The flowers, the leaves, and everything. The winter cold has what? Destroyed everything. Either even the whole earth is what? Covered with what? White snow. But that particular flower, that particular plant is covered, yet the root is what? Down in the earth. there is what a little life that is preserved. And so the return of the Son, we say the return of the Son, but it is actually the earth turning back to the Son.
Amen.
Amen. Then it melts off all the snow. Then the life, that little life that is preserved, oh, it starts what? Receiving the sunshine, botany life, now begins to what? Form up again. And that is the time the flower, the plant, everyone begins to have the right to what? To claim sunshine. Amen. They claim the sunshine so that they will live. Amen. And then here also, let's take notice of it because we are coming back to that. First, there is what? A little life preserved. And then the second one is, as soon as the earth gets back in position. Oh, I love that.
Amen.
When the earth gets back in position, let us stay between the white lines. Let's get into position.
Amen.
Praise God. When the earth gets back to position, it is always what? We have left our position. We've left our place. Praise the Lord. That's the problem. Always we abandon what? Our rightful place. As what? Our position as what? The sons of God. We leave those places. And then, surely, the winter cold will definitely strike you. Amen. So let us stay in our positions as what? Children of God. So leaving our position, it's another thing. So he said, the earth gets back in position with the sun again. And there is an what? There is an Easter, a restoration. When you get back to your rightful position, there will be what? A restoration in your life. Praise God. There will be a restoration. And he said, up comes the flowers again. Up comes everything, all that the winter killed, the sun, S-U-N, restores. All that the winter death killed, the S-U-N of life restores it. I think we are talking in the natural, but you type it towards the spiritual. Praise the Lord. He said, Easter is what? God's restoring time. So this is what? God's restoring time. That is the hour that we are living in. Praise God. This message of Malachi 4 is a message of what? Restoration.
Amen.
Restoring the church back. Praise God.
Amen.
Bringing the church back to its position again as it was in the day of Pentecost. That's it. And he said, the prophet said, Easter means bring it back. Bring it back. Claiming. Tonight, we are going to claim whatever the palmer worms, the canker worms, the caterpillars have eaten. We have every right to claim tonight. We are going to claim healing for John Bell. We're going to claim healing for Brother David. We're going to claim that the Lord will take the glooms out of our sister Margaret and fill it back with what? With his glory. Fill her back with what? With his glory. And that the daughter also, looking for the what? The fruit of the womb. Oh yes, the Lord is something for her. You see? It is her right to have children.
Amen.
And so we have what? The right also to claim for her through prayer tonight. Amen. Amen. He said, the prophet said, what is there? He said, a claim. Easter claims. The flowers claim it has the right to rise up again. That's what we need to take to notice tonight. That we have every right to claim whatever is missing in our life, whatever that has come short in your life, you have every right tonight to claim he's here. The Easter is here. Praise God. So now, we must put forth out our claims tonight. Notice one thing. In the apostolic time, the church had positioned itself at the right place. See? At the time of the word, the apostolic, they placed themselves right at the right position. They were in the right position, receiving what? The light from the S-O-N. They were receiving the full gospel light. The church as it was in the days of what? The apostles. They had positioned themselves right. And they were receiving the full gospel light from the S-O-N. And so they were always in what? In one accord. Praise the Lord. Amen. They were in one accord. He said, all, not some, all. Amen. Amen. And so they were in one accord. No one moved away from his or her position. Because the whole problem is someone moving away from the position. But if we all stay together, stay between the white line, receiving the full gospel light from the S-O-N, my brother, my sister, we will be in one accord, in one harmony. That is what tonight we need to claim for the church. We need to claim it for the church. Amen. That we all stay between the white lines. Not going beyond the yellow line. Stay between. Receiving what? The light from the S-O-N. That is what we need to do. But what happened? In the first church age, something happened. Jesus himself warned them. He said, now you have what? Left your first love. You see? So, for a time, it was what? The church was moving away from what? From the light. The church was moving away from what? The full gospel light from Christ. And so what happened? The first thing happened is what? Their first love. It started what? Going away. And gradually, the church was moving out. The church was moving away. The church was moving away. From what? From the light. Amen. That was what happened. The church was moving, till when it got to what? To the fifth church age, that is Sardis. There was only a small part of the church that was what? That the light from the sun was what? Was thrown onto. Very little by the fifth age. And that was what Jesus Christ himself said. He said, in Sardis, only a few names. Oh, hallelujah. I love that. Amen. See, what is that? A little life preserved. Praise God. Amen. By the fifth age, that's what Jesus himself said. He said, Sardis. But there were what? A few names that have not defiled their what? Oh, their bodies, their garments. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. See? By the fifth age, it was what? It was almost dim. But there were what? A few names. That's what Jesus said of the Sardis. There were few names that never what defiled their garments. And Jesus himself recommended them. He said, they are worthy. They will walk with me in white. Praise the Lord. They are worthy. They will walk with me in what? In white. Brethren, now the church, by the fifth age, it has really turned away from the Son. S-O-N. They were not receiving the full gospel anymore. By the sixth age, the same. But when, oh hallelujah, oh, when it came to our time, so we see that during the fifth age, it was Luther's time. He said, Lutherans, they could not restore the church. Amen. They couldn't restore the church. And then the Wesley came, the Philadelphia. They also could not restore the church. There was no restoration, but yet there was what? Life. Amen. There was life there, a little life preserved. Amen. Amen. Then came the Pentecostal time. They could not restore the church. Oh, hallelujah. Till what? The return of the S-O-N. The return of the S-O-N. Christ back into his church. Bringing his promise to life. That before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send you an Elijah. Amen. Amen. And that brought what? An Easter. To the church. A restoration to the church. And here we are. Here we are, brethren. Restored. But brethren, tonight, let us all, amen. Let us all, let us all, with one accord, no one going beyond the yellow line, but staying right between the what? Between the white lines. And let us see something. Something will happen. Amen. Because that's the way how the first church was. Let us do the same also. And let's see something in the house here. Amen. Let us consider one another. Provoking one another to love. Amen. Let us watch that. Amen. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Let us watch that. As long as you know that you are free. Unless maybe you are engaged. That's different. Amen. The call up to work and all those of things. But when you are free, my brother, my sister, never forsake the assembling of ourselves together. That's what the scripture says. As we see the time approaching. Amen. Amen. And let's see what the Lord will do amongst us. Because we are in one accord. One spirit. One faith. Moving together. Sharing what? Bread amongst ourselves. All that I have belongs to my brother. All what my brother has belongs to me. And let's see what the Lord will do amongst us. Let's go back. Amen. Let's restore the church once again. Let's bring it back to life once again. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And so now, the same thing we come to what? The text that we read. First, the woman. The Samaritan woman. Amen. He said, this woman, he laid a claim. Sir, give me this water. Tonight, we are going to lay our claim also. Said, give me this water. Now, this woman, if we look closely, she has also been what? She has been eaten by all these palmer worms, canker worms, and the caterpillars. The palmer worm have taken what? Has eaten all the fruit of the spirit out of her. Palmer worm, that's what the prophet says. It takes what? It eats the fruits. The fruits. So it has eaten what? All the fruits of the spirit out of this woman. There was no joy in this woman. There was no love in this woman. There was no peace in this woman. Amen. Palmer worm have eaten everything out of this woman. Hallelujah. And then the locust. The prophet said what? It is what? The leaves. As fellowship. This woman had no fellowship. She had no fellowship. She couldn't even go to what? To the well at the time when everybody is going. She has to wait. Always keeping herself. Because no one values her. Amen. And when she sees that everyone is at home, before she will sneak to what? To the well to fetch her water. No fellowship. Locusts have eaten every leaves around her. Fellowship. There was no fellowship. And then the canker worm, the prophet says, it is what? The covering. See? That's eaten every covering around her. She had no religion. That's what the prophet said. No religion. See what? These locusts, palmer worms, canker worms have done to this woman. And he said the caterpillar is what? It sucks the life. Life has been sucked out of her. Oh, praise the Lord. But one thing was that there was what? A little life. Preserved in her. I want to hear amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. And what was that? The prophet said, it is what? A seed word.
Amen.
Seed word. She has heard that there is coming a Messiah. And when that Messiah comes, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
There will be a what? A restoration.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And she kept that word here. That is why, brethren, a little word that you hear, keep it here. Because one day it's going to meet the light. And it's going to restore something in your life. Praise the Lord. We shouldn't keep it here. When we keep it here, it becomes intellectual knowledge. Keep it here. Amen. And it is here he's looking at. He's looking into our hearts. So this woman heard it that there will be coming a Messiah. Oh, praise God. So that little word, the prophet said, is seed word. She kept it in her heart. He said, no matter what the palmer worms have done to me, no matter what the locusts have done to me, no matter what the palmer worms, the caterpillars have done to me, one day I know, oh, my Redeemer will come and I will see him. Oh, praise the Lord. She kept that seed word. A little life preserved. Always, there is always what? A little life preserved. And it will be all the same all the time. Amen. It will be what? A little flock. Praise the Lord. She kept it. And that evening, she went to the well to fetch water. As usual, whilst everybody has finished her own, because she had no fellowship. No one. Praise the Lord. No love. No joy. No peace. She went. And then he saw a man seated there. Oh, praise the Lord. She didn't look anybody special. Because the Bible says, is that Jesus was weary in the journey. Hallelujah. So he was someone seated, he looked so tired. Maybe the feet were all covered with dust. There's nothing special. Oh, hallelujah. But see, God in simplicity.
Amen.
God in unusual ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where you don't, there he was.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And he saw this man. This man asked, give me water. And she said, but you are a Jew. And I'm a woman of Samaria, Samaritan. And you know, you Jews, you don't have any dealing with us. So why do you ask me to give you water? Those conversation was what? It was normal conversation. But when she heard, if thou knowest who is asking you to give water, you would rather ask of him to give you water and he will give you a living water. Hey, then something started sparking because the seed word is there. She has heard something. Praise the Lord. She heard something, a living water. She heard something. Oh, praise the Lord. Now the conversation shifted from what? Normal conversation. Now it became what? A scriptural. Amen. It became what? Scriptural now. And so now she asked the question she wanted to find out. He said, you tell me, whoever drinketh of this water will what? Will taste again. But if you know the gift of God, if thou knowest the gift of God, amen. You will ask or know the person who is asking of you water. You will give, you will rather ask of him. And he will give you what? A living water. I say, oh my. Then that day came what? The scriptural question. Amen. Oh, she asked. Art thou? Amen. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? I want to know. Because our father Jacob was a great man. And we know the only one that can be greater than Jacob. Oh, hallelujah, is the man I'm waiting for. Yes, sir. Are you greater than him that has given us this well from which we have drunk all these many years? Are you greater than him? Oh, yes, sir. Hallelujah. And let's listen to the answer. He said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Amen. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But what? Give it to me. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But that water that I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Oh, yes, sir, the thing struck because the seed word was here and she was hearing what? The seed word again. Oh, yes, sir. She was, because of what? The word he was listening to. She was not looking at what? The man. The outside appearance. She was not looking at that. Oh, praise the Lord. She was focused on what? The word, the life that is coming. Oh, brethren, let us not look at the outside appearance. But let us look and see where life is coming from. Yes, sir. Then she said, immediately, instantly, she laid a claim. Oh, she laid a claim. Sir, give me this water. Sir, give me this water so that I thirst no more. And I wouldn't come hither, to what? To fetch water anymore. I wouldn't go back to the world again. I wouldn't do my old things again. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Give me that water. I want it. She laid a claim. Tonight, lay a claim. Amen. It's a time of what? Time of Easter. A restoration time. We are here tonight to make a claim. To lay our claim tonight. Brother, believe it. Amen. Sister, believe it. Amen. What you are looking for, lay a claim tonight. Give me. Sir, give me this water that I thirst no more. I love that. Oh, yes, sir. The seed word, you see? She positioned herself at the right place. Praise God. She positioned herself in the right place. Not going beyond the what? Yellow line. She stayed in line. Stayed in line was what? She wasn't looking at what? The appearance of the man. But she was listening to what? Life. Praise God. She was listening. She was more concerned. And so, brethren, tonight, we need to rightly position ourselves. We need to what? Rightly position ourselves. Let us move away from the wrong positions that we have taken. The wrong stance that we have, wrong positions we have taken. Let us move away from that position. Praise God. Because it's death to remain at that place. Winter cold. Let us move away from our self-righteousness. Our self-righteousness. Let us move away from that. Let us all come between what? The two white lines. Oh, yes, sir. Because, brethren, listen. If we don't move away from our wrong positions, if we don't move away, you'll be like what? That corn of a wheat. Amen. You'll be like that corn of a wheat, that seed. Though it has all the potentials to bring up what? Fruits. Amen. To the glory of God. But it was what? In the wrong place. When you put a seed, it has all the potentials. But the seed must what? Fall upon the ground. Amen. So that it will die and then germinate and bring forth what? Fruits after its kinds, the same seed in many folds. But if you put this seed in a very beautiful house, a room with all the neon lights, see, very nice light, all the fan blowing all the time over it. My brother, it has all the potentials, but what? It is at the wrong place. It is at the wrong place. You abideth alone. That's what Jesus said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except this, he said, except what? A corn of a wheat falls onto the ground. It abideth alone. Amen. But when it falls onto the ground, he said, with what? It grows and yields what? Many fruits. Praise the Lord. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of a wheat fall onto what? The ground. It abideth alone. If you don't stay in line, you see that you abide alone. Amen. Amen. Let us all come together. As we read in our second reading, he said, all, not some, all. Oh, let's all come together. Amen. Ah, our time. Just let me read just something small here. Let's read before we pray, because we are here to pray. We are here to pray tonight. I have a lot of things to say, but we are here to pray tonight. So let me just read something about our second reading. What did he say? He said, then return they unto Jerusalem. It was what? Obedience. Jesus told them, stay in Jerusalem until you are what? You have received that power. They obeyed. Brethren, obedience to the word. Obedience to the word. Let us take that. Obedience. It will bring us together. If we all obey, it will bring us together in harmony. We need that harmony in this church. We need that oneness in this church. Praise the Lord. Let us consider one another, provoking one another to love. Amen. Brother, if I've done anything wrong against a brother, go tell the brother, I'm sorry, forgive me. Oh my. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, forgive me. And the brother will surely forgive you. And that brings us all together. Oh, let us take this serious, my brethren. Let's claim our possession. Let's put the church back again in its rightful position. Amen. They obeyed. They obeyed the command. And as we come to verse 14, he said, these all continue together in one accord. Amen. They continue together in one accord. All of them. Peter. Till what? Even the women also. All. Hey, it was a desperate time. Because they don't know how this Holy Ghost look like. How it's going to happen. They never knew it. So all of them, desperate. So it is. All, everybody, minister, deacon, son leader, all come together. No one is greater than anyone. God is no respecter of persons. Come together in the same spirit. Amen. All came together. Peter also, you see, now it's not a question of, but it's not Jesus was my son. Mary could not say that. So automatically she has to receive what? The Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. No, sir. Mary had to what? Kneel down also. Amen. And pray, asking, claiming the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Right, brother? Huh? I always, I'm desperate also because I want to go to heaven. Amen. Amen. Being a minister doesn't give me lances to go. Amen. I may preach, and then fail. Amen. So I need to what? Go down on my knees and also pray. Amen. No what? No respecter of persons. Amen. We all get together. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, let's do that and see the power of God here. There will never be any Ananias and Sapphiras amongst us. Sin can never enter here. We lay hands and everyone receives. Oh, your documents is settled. The following day they call you. Amen. Oh, looking for job, we pray. It's settled. Amen. Looking for the fruit of the womb, we just pray. Oh, it is settled. Oh, the Lord doing his own work, not us. It is his own. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, my brother, the Holy Ghost, the prophet says, it becomes what? You are sealed. When you are sealed in, the world is sealed out. Let's receive the Holy Ghost tonight. Let's claim it tonight. It's a seal when you are sealed. Praise the Lord. The whole world is sealed out. No one can what? Enter into your life. Oh, does it? He said, when you are sealed, you become what? A possession. You are no more yourself. Someone is coming to come and take you away. You become what? Someone's possession. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, how many are someone's possession? Jesus Christ. Are we all the possession of Jesus Christ? I had to cut everything short because the time for our prayer, we need to pray tonight. Praise the Lord. Musicians, just come and let's sing that song. Let's sing that song. He's coming soon. Amen. To take his possession away. I need to cut everything short. Oh, my. But brethren, tonight is what? Easter day. We are here to claim. Truly, from your heart, listen. Just take faith tonight. Amen. what you are looking for. I'm saying this because something happened. And I believe tonight, just speak from your heart and believe it. What you are looking for, you will receive it. In Jesus' name, praise God. Because as we are here, I believe we are here with what? All together in one accord. And as long as we are together in one accord, oh, there is nothing against one another here tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, then something got to happen. Let's claim our possession tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, sir.
Dear is the closing day.
He's coming. To come and take his own away.
Oh, joy, the glorious powerful. Oh, that's soon, oh, wondrous roots of blind. Oh, he shall reign.
Give me this water.
It's coming very soon. With joy we welcome his returning. It may be morning, it may be
night or noon.
I know he's coming soon. Signs around in the earth and earth. All painted on the starless sky. God's faithful witnesses declare. Oh, that they're coming. Of the Savior, he's coming soon. Oh, he's coming very soon. With joy, we will welcome his return.
Oh, the return of the Son.
It may be I don't know. It's coming soon. Who the dead in Christ won't hear the
light.
He counts numbers of when through the portals of the sky, he shall come to prepare a paradise. He's coming very soon. With joy we will come his returning. Oh, it may be morn, it may be night or noon. I know he's coming soon. He's coming very soon. I know it's returning. Oh, it may be morning, it may be night or noon. I know.
Oh, it's coming soon.
Oh,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of our Lord. Amen. Tonight, this woman, this Samaritan woman, she had a seed word in her heart. And she was waiting for the coming of the Lord. And she met him. Amen. Tonight, she's here. Seated amongst us here. Standing just close to where you are standing. This woman laid a claim. When the man told her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But the water that I will give unto you, it will be in you a well of water that is springing up unto everlasting life. And the woman said, sir, give me this water. Tonight he is here. Let us, brethren, first look at the Holy Spirit. Examine yourself. Lord, I need the Holy Spirit. Amen. That is what, that is the everything. Amen. If we have received it, it ends everything. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Tonight, just say, Lord, give me the Holy Spirit. I want to be sure that I am sealed. As you are preparing to pray, brethren, let's position ourselves now. Because the light from the S-O-N is here tonight. Let's make our claim. First, let's ask for the Holy Spirit. Be sure that, Lord, just watch. Ask yourself, examine yourself. The things that you say, the things that you do, the things that you act, the things that you think. Ask yourself now, if it were to be the Holy Spirit, would it do that? Amen. Just ask yourself and be sincere and answer the question. If you know that the Holy Spirit will not do that, then ask the Lord, Lord, take that away. Take it away. Lord, I want the baptism of the Holy Spirit tonight. I claim it, Lord, because you said, as the apostles went into the upper room, they waited for it. They received it. Tonight you are here. Lord, I'm laying the claim tonight. I'm laying the claim tonight. Just bring yourself to prayer now. Let's bring ourselves to prayer. Whether you go down on your knees, or whatever way you want to, just say, Lord, I'm putting a claim tonight. A claim of the Holy Spirit. I want it now. We want it in the church. We want it over everyone, from the pulpit to the pews. Lord, let your Spirit overshadow us, Lord. Tonight we are here together with one accord. All of us, Lord, tonight, as we are gathered here, Father, we are with one accord. We are with one accord. Lord, let your Spirit now come down and overshadow each and everyone now, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lay this claim tonight. We are laying this claim tonight, Lord. So that, Lord, we will not test anymore. Test of the world. Test of the things that are wrong, Lord. Father, we have positioned ourselves. We have positioned ourselves, Lord. Father, tonight, as they waited, they were with one accord, all of them. Peter, John, Andrew, James, all of them, with the women. They were with one accord, all of them. Tonight, Lord, we are here. We are with one accord. We are with one accord, Lord. We are with one accord, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit now come. Come now, Lord. Fill one and everyone, Lord. Let it be upon each and everyone tonight. That's what the church needs now. The church needs the baptism of the Holy Spirit upon the people. Upon the people. We claim them. This is Easter. a restoration. This is Easter. We are claiming it. We are claiming it, Lord, tonight. He said, remember ye not. Now take this. He said, remember ye not. The Lord says, remember ye not the former things. Don't remember the former things. Neither consider the things of old. Tonight, they are all dead. Said, they are all dead. He said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Amen. I will do a new thing, and it's going to spring forth. Shall you not know it? He said, I have even made a way for you. I've made a way for you tonight. I know your request. I know what is in your heart. But the whole thing, before I can bring it to you, remember not the former things anymore. Neither consider the things of old anymore. Just like that day when he went to Lazarus' house, he said, move the stone. Move the stone. Now, clear everything. Tonight, brother, sister, what's in your heart? Place it before him now. Claim it. Claim it. He's here. He said, today is a day of restoration. What you have lost, if you are praying for a sister, if you are praying for someone, just restore in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, you are here. You are here. You said you are here to restore. I know that woman when she said, sir, give me this water. Her life changed from that moment. Lord Jesus, tonight your children are placing their request before you. You know their hearts, Lord. You know what they are looking for. Lord Jesus, you said, oh, you will restore the years. That the palmer worm, the canker worm, the caterpillars, and the locusts have eaten. You said you will restore. You will restore fellowship. You restore love. You restore joy. You restore peace. You bring back covering upon your people. Lord Jesus, you bring back life. Lord, your children, tonight, we stand before you, God. Even as I stand here, also, Lord, I put my claim tonight. I put my claim tonight. Bring it before him now. Speak to him. Say, Lord, this is it. It is a day of restoration. Restore, Lord, unto me. Restore unto me, Lord. Touch your people once again, Lord. Restore your church once again, Lord. Restore your people once again, Lord. Father, there are many standing here looking for documents. Restore, Lord Jesus. Bring it to them, Lord. Looking for jobs, bring it to them, Lord. Bring it to them, Lord Jesus. Looking for the fruit of the womb, Lord, make a way. Even as we remember our sister Margaret, the daughter, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we don't know her, but you know her. It is by faith the request has come to your house, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, let something happen that today there will be a testimony to the glory of your name. Same also as Sister Margaret, Lord. Oh, let her understand that her daughter is in your hands. Father, take the gloom away from her heart, Lord, and restore it with joy. Restore it with your glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we remember our brother John Bell, Lord. Oh, you told our prophet William Branham, you said, oh, cancer can never even stand before him. We have already prayed for the brother. And he still with faith believes, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, touch him, O Lord. Touch him. And our precious brother David, oh Lord, he went for a checkup today. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we claim totally healing for him. Oh, these veins that are drawing here and there. Oh, in Jesus' name. Lord, we restore the way how, Lord, you created man. Father, let it be so unto him. Lord, we lift up the church before you, O God. Father, we know, said all of them, they were in one accord. Lord, that's the church looking for. The church, Lord Jesus, we are looking for that one accord. Oh, that harmony. The Lord Jesus, we work together as a body of Christ, considering one another. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to bring joy back to your church. Bring back life unto the church. Bring back power unto the church, Lord. Father, position, we position the church tonight to receive the full light from you, O God. We've positioned the church tonight, Lord. We've positioned the church tonight. Lord, we are starting from here tonight, O God. And move forward, Lord Jesus. Father, touch each and everyone that needs to meet his brother, meet his sister. Oh, Lord. Let every strife of God amongst your children of God. Father, let the Holy Spirit come and take over. That we will realize, oh Lord, where we have made a mistake, Lord. Father, we confess, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. When Jesus went to the house of Lazarus, when he met the two sisters, Mary and Martha, oh, they said, if you were here, our brother would not have died. But Jesus replied and said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me, he shall never die. And he asks, believeth thou this? Believeth thou this? And Martha answered, yeah, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, who should come unto the world. Lord, tonight, we believe that, Lord, you have proven to us there was an empty tomb. We know that, Lord, you are risen and you are alive forevermore. And that makes us also alive, Lord. Father, where we have turned away from the full light, Father, tonight we turn back. We come back to our positions, Lord, to receive the full light from you, Lord Jesus. For all that we are looking for is the baptism of the Holy Spirit to come into the heart of everyone. Lord, baptize us, O God. Let your Spirit now, Lord, begin to work in us. Let your Spirit begin to work in us, Lord Jesus. That's our prayer. Lord, wherever there is weakness, Father, in Jesus' name we pray, You are strong. Renew every weakness, Lord. Restore strength to every weakness in this church. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We want to look at one another and always smile and always see Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, the Holy Spirit, sweep over us. Sweep over us, Lord. Tonight, Lord, just as the woman said, "Sir, give me this water. That living water, Lord, let it be springing in us. Let it be a well of water in everyone, oh God, springing up unto everlasting life. Loving one another. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. The church needs, Lord, the Holy Spirit to sweep over us. Bring us all to position, Lord. Bring each and everyone back between the white lines, Lord. Lord Jesus, tonight, it's a beginning of something special which, Lord, we have claimed and we will never allow it to go. We thank you that you have restored as you promised, Lord Jesus, the return of the Son. It brings life again. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that in this our age, there has been the return of the Son to his own church to bring life back again, to turn us back onto the apostolic fathers. We bless you, Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord Jesus. All our mentioned requests, Father, you know, bless each and everyone. Our brethren that are not here, Lord, let that same spirit of love of God, one accord, harmony, Lord, let it reach each and everyone's heart tonight. That we love one another. Lord, let it reach each and everyone's heart tonight, wherever they are. Touch their hearts. Oh, I want that song, "Touch Your People" once again. Let's sing that song as we break off. Forgive me if we need to take maybe 10 minutes of your time. Praise the Lord. Now let's sing it from our heart. Let's sing it from our heart. That we really mean it. We really mean it, Lord.
So we come before your face.
Oh yes, Lord Jesus.
Asking for your grace.
Yes, Lord.
Take your peace.
Oh, it's from our hearts, Lord. I feel it down within me. Oh, yes.
Touch your people once again.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
With your precious holy hand.
That's our prayer, Lord. That's our prayer. That's our prayer, Lord.
May your kingdom shine upon.
That's our prayer. That's the prayer of the church. Oh, yes, Lord.
You live in glorious earth.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We are looking for it, Lord.
Not for time.
We plead by the blood of Jesus Christ. Let it be upon us, Lord.
But to restore glory to you.
Oh, Yes, Lord Jesus.
And thou, little mighty rushing wind, blow in, blow in.
Touch your people once again.
Lord, you see your tired servant and the broken soldier. Oh, how much we need your precious healing hand. We need the power of the cross. That's the only soul for us.
Oh, yes, sir.
When we stand up, face him final. Battle cry,
restore your church again, Lord. Restore your church again.
Touch your people.
Oh, yes, sir.
Die once again with your precious holy hand. We pray. May your kingdom shine upon.
Oh, yes, Lord. That's our cry tonight, Lord. We are crying for it, Lord Jesus.
Glorious earth.
Oh, yes, Lord. Bring the joy. Bring the joy back to
not
your church.
Not for temporary things.
Not for temporary things, Lord. But something eternal, something of God.
Authority.
Oh, that I can hold my brother. I can hold my brother and say, God bless you. Oh, deep from my heart. God bless you. From my heart. Oh, yes. Let it happen, Lord. Let it happen, Lord Jesus.
Touch your people once again. Oh, touch your people tonight. Touch your people once again.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
With your precious holy hand, we pray. May your kingdom shine upon this earth. You are glorious earth. Oh, not for temporary things, but to restore authority and power. Let a mighty rushing wind blow.
Close the church.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for you are a merciful God indeed. Father, oh God, you never change. We have come to learn this, Father. Many times we have left our places, Lord, and gone astray. The enemy has led us down a path of destruction, taking us away, Lord, taking our eyes off you, Lord, and we find ourselves in an impossible place where no man can bring us back to the place, Lord, which you had ordained us. But by and by, Lord, your word comes again in a season, Lord, to do something in our souls, Lord,
yes, Lord,
to encourage us, Lord, towards the restoration that you are desiring to do, Father. And tonight, Father, we respond to this word that has come, Lord, as a confirmation even of the word that was preached last Sunday. Father, how you are desiring, Lord, against all odds, to restore your people once again. Amen. And Father, oh God, we are not refusing tonight to move from our fallen places, Lord. But we are desiring, Lord, that we would rise up, Lord, and walk towards that Amen. Place where you are encouraging Amen. Us, Amen. Lord, to go to. Father, as for me and my Amen. Own house, Lord, it's my desire, Lord. It's all that is in my heart tonight, Lord. Lord, yes, Lord, is to move from the fallen place, Lord, Amen. Where there is no joy. Amen. The fallen place, Lord, where it's a desert experience, yes. Where it's a place, Lord, of agony and pain. Yes, Lord, Lord, oh God, to go back to that place where, Lord, oh God, your spirit used to lead us, to that place full of joy and fellowship Amen. And brotherly kindness and charity, Lord, in our hearts. Yes, oh God, whatever it takes, I am coming to that place, oh God.
Amen.
And I'm persuaded beyond anything,
yes,
Lord, that there is nothing that could ever stop you yes. from restoring unto us the things that the enemy has stolen.
Yes,
even as
Lord.
The woman at the well, Lord, that desired the living water, may you pour it upon us tonight,
Amen.
Oh God. May we go with our cups overflowing
Amen.
With love and joy,
Amen.
Oh God, and let us not stop, Lord, until there is a full restoration,
Amen.
Lord, of the fellowship that we once had.
Yes,
let
Lord.
The latter rain fall in our hearts, O God.
Amen.
Father, let our hearts be persuaded tonight.
Amen.
Lord, let us not accept a second-handed experience,
yes.
but that, Lord, oh God, we desire earnestly until we have received
Ooh,
the thing
hallelujah.
That you have in store for us, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for every brother, every sister that's here tonight,
yes,
Lord, from the least to the greatest. I pray, Father, that you do something for them in their hearts,
Amen.
Lord. Oh God, how I desire, Lord, for that latter rain to come as you
yes,
promised.
Lord.
Father, these are the days, Lord, we feel it in our hearts that there's something about to break, Lord.
Amen.
There's something about to give way.
Amen.
May the devil give way to liberty tonight.
Amen.
May he go out of our ways.
Yes,
and that, Lord, you
Hallelujah.
May bring us back to the days that you promised.
Oh, yes,
Lord, where we would speak, Lord, healing for your
Amen.
People. And it would happen. We speak tonight, Lord, full restoration
yes,
for
sir.
Every family.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I pray oh, for our brethren. Brethren that we did not see tonight,
Amen.
Lord, I commit them to you, Lord.
Yes,
may it
Lord.
Be that they would receive the same
Amen.
Revelation in their hearts, Lord,
Lord.
That when we would meet tomorrow,
Hallelujah.
We would march like an
oh,
army, Lord, against
them.
The enemy that
glory,
has taken
Hallelujah.
Away from us the things you had given.
Amen.
He has no right to take away our
yes,
joy.
Lord,
he has no right to take away kindness amongst
oh,
us.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We are claiming it in thy holy name.
Amen.
For your name is above all names.
Oh, yes,
Satan,
sir.
Give way.
Oh,
let our
Hallelujah.
Children go to serve the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We pray for the youth, the
Thank
spirit
Lord
of
Jesus.
Slumberness, that you are holding
oh,
them down.
Glory
tonight we shout the name of
Amen.
Jesus against you, oh Satan.
Yes.
Give way and let the people of
oh,
God go.
Hallelujah.
Lord, oh God, we pray, Father.
Oh,
we
yes,
are persuaded,
Lord.
Oh God, and we are marching towards
Amen.
That promise. We are not stopping, Lord,
yes.
even though none would go with me. Lord, I will march towards
oh,
it, Lord,
Hallelujah.
Until you have restored,
Amen.
Until I feel in my heart, oh God,
oh,
that grace and that joy.
Glory
I am praying,
name.
Oh Father, may you restore,
you,
Father,
Lord.
Praying tonight for our dear brother Andrew. I commit
yes,
him to
Lord.
You, oh God, that you would continue to bless him,
Amen.
That you would continue to strengthen him.
Amen.
It's not an easy job for him to do, yet I pray, oh
yes,
Spirit, Lord, that it would lead him, oh Father. Father, that we may walk one
in
hand in hand with
Jesus
each other,
Christ.
Putting our shoulders next to each other to march against the enemy.
Yes.
Oh God, help us,
bless,
Father,
bless
that we may come
Lord.
Back to that place where
oh,
it will burn in
Hallelujah.
Our hearts, Lord, just to be with one another,
Amen.
Just to be about thy job, just to be, oh God,
yes,
about
Lord.
Thy business, to bring the lost souls, Lord, oh God.
Amen.
Let it be the burden in our hearts tonight, even as we go home.
I pray, Father, let us not stop here, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But that, Lord, we may continue meditating upon
Lord
this
Jesus.
Word, Lord, until when we would come tomorrow,
Amen.
The spirit would be the same, the atmosphere would
yes.
be the same,
Hallelujah.
And that, Lord, we will break every enemy spirit, and that your word would come and put us back
yes,
in our
Lord
places,
Jesus.
Lord, and we would claim our inheritance.
Amen.
We would
Amen.
Claim every promise you would encourage
yes,
us towards, Father. Bless our dear brother Maxwell.
Oh,
I commit
yes,
him
Lord
to
Jesus.
You, Lord. May you continue to use him, Father.
Oh,
I pray,
yes, Lord.
Lord, if there be any this night, Lord, that would not have caught it,
Amen.
Lord, that missed it somewhere, Lord, give them another chance.
Amen.
When they would be sleeping in their beds,
Amen.
Lord, may you speak a word to
yes,
them
Lord.
To encourage them. That tomorrow we may march together, Lord,
Amen.
To destroy this enemy,
yes,
Lord, and bring back the joy and the gladness. We thank you, Father. May you be glorified tonight, Lord. We thank
in
you and we love
Jesus
you, Lord.
Christ.
In thy precious name, the name above all names, the name of Jesus
oh,
Christ,
hallelujah.
We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Oh, just greet your brother. Greet your sister. Oh, with an open heart, a true heart, and say, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God
bless you. Something keeps holding me, amen.
Filled was more than I could bear, and I was in the end of giving over. Just ran within myself. It just wasn't. Oh, something keeps holding me. Day I see, help me faithfully to overcome my trial, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. This is a reality, if something keeps holding me. Satan laid before me his temptation, of his desire to steal away my faith. But I found in time the revelation, the strength I need to keep me by his grace. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trial, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. It's a reality. Something keeps holding me. Oh, something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trial. Who guiding me constantly, giving me victory. It's a reality. Jesus is holding me.